Well, the debt ceiling is one of many factors right now that we think are causing these gyrations in the market. Certainly, the market will take some comfort when there is a deal that is more formalized. A temporary deal is okay. Certainly, a longer-term deal is much more preferable in that regard. So we'll see what Mitch McConnell puts on the table. We'll see how the Democrats react to that. But our base case is probably this drags out a little bit longer, gets closer to that October 18th deadline that Janet Yellen talked about. We get a little bit closer to the edge before there's really an agreement and both sides have that stronger inclination to get something done and agree to.
Yeah, so it sounds like we could be a few days away then from getting an agreement. Do you expect stocks to remain relatively volatile until we do see something more concrete out of D.C.?
We do. And again, that's just part of it. We think the markets are looking for some resolution or at least an end in sight to the supply chain issues, the inflation pressures that are building. The market is also starting to look toward the November meeting of the Fed, hoping that the Fed is not going to show excessive increases in future interest rates as well. So there are a few things going on, and not the least of which is earnings season around the corner. So how much supply chain issues start to impact that, those earnings are also going to be front and center in the market's consideration. So several things going on. But that's what's causing this uncertainty. That's what's leading to big up and down days. And even in the same day, the gyrations in the market.
And in fact, we kick off earnings season. I mean, we're going to be getting a lot starting next week. So let me ask you, when you say that the estimates so far, they've only softened slightly, are we being set up perhaps for the rare disappointment? Because they usually lower expectations and then overperform.
Yes, it's been an interesting couple of years since the pandemic and since the rebound began, which is earnings have actually tended to increase as we got closer and closer to the earnings season, which is different from the typical scenario where earnings decline or estimates decline into the earnings season, and then there are slight beats to those earnings. So we'll see. Earnings have only declined slightly and only this past month. We do think the earnings seasons will be healthy. So the softness in the market that we've had over September, the start to October, hopefully we think that's more likely than not to set us up for surprises to the upside that the market takes positively, given there's already been a pullback. But that said, some companies will be impacted much more than others by the supply chain issues. And those select companies that are having more difficulty will face more challenges.
Yeah, Young Yu, going off of that, then more specifically, I guess, what companies or what sectors do you see doing better in this type of environment right now during the last couple of months of the year?
We think the cyclical is still holding well. We think that companies that are geared toward construction, that are geared toward capital expenditures, businesses are still looking to spend, looking to expand, and capital expenditures look like they'll be healthy. So whether it's software, whether it's construction, materials, we think those companies are still well poised to do well in this environment, as long as they're not really in the crosshairs of the supply constraints that are being faced. But most of those industries should actually come out quite well, and financials should do well also. A part of that's priced in, but financials are looking very strong in terms of fundamentals.
If you would please, zero in on what you said about construction, because there was an analyst note this morning that sent steel prices, steel shares at least, for some of the steel producers down because they said overdone in that market and that there's going to be a pullback on demand for things like girders for hot rolled steel. So what is it about construction that you would want us to zero in on?
Well, if we're thinking about the commodities markets, China consumes about 50% of many of those industrial metals, whether it's steel, copper, aluminum. So that's going to be the big driver. So a slowdown in China and Chinese construction is really going to be the driver of those markets. But in the U.S., yes, much smaller global market share, but those markets in the U.S. should remain strong to the extent that they can overcome supply chain bottlenecks. And we think the demand is going to be robust for several quarters to come in those areas.
Young, you mentioned this as one of the things that people are watching, but in terms of the Fed and what we could likely see play out over the next couple of months, of course, the big debate out there is on inflation, whether or not it's transitory and exactly, I guess, what transitory means. But from your view, what's your, I guess, how are you seeing the stickiness of some of these price increases and what is the market anticipating that we'll see over the next couple of months?
Some are definitely sticky. So rents, for example, we think are going to remain sticky, remain on an upward trajectory. Wage pressures are going to continue throughout the system. Some of the supply chain issues are going to remain. So we expect that as we get into 2022, we'll start to see a gradual decline in inflation. And, you know, we're at 4%-ish now. We think as we turn the corner into 2022, we'll start to see a trajectory where that gradually declines throughout the year. And the big question is whether that's enough for the Fed. Is the Fed really going to stick to that expectation of trying to get us down to 2% for inflation? Or is the Fed going to be comfortable with that sort of slow road from 4% down to 3.5%, down to 3%, and at least there's a declining trajectory that the Fed might feel comfortable with? I think that's an unknown question right now. If the Fed feels comfortable with that trajectory, I think we feel comfortable with that from an economic standpoint. But the Fed has to feel comfortable with it, and the Fed has to be willing to not raise rates aggressively into that type of environment to bring it down closer to 2%, which is a tough number at this point to get to, given all the inflation pressures.